sick. He became sick, he went to hospital.
C'est ça le tasawwuf. C'est ce qu'on appelle le tasawwuf.
Allah himself could talk.
Allah SWT nous donne toute cette grâce de pouvoir pratiquer.
Quel cas programme?
Demain, Inch'Allah, Mawlana se rendra tampon. Tampon. 15h30, 16h30, programme d'âme chez Tonton Ahmed. Le programme principal, ce sera après la salat de Maghrib par Mawlana. Il y aura différents programmes aussi. Donc essayons d'être présents pour tous ces programmes-là et de faire participer, d'annoncer à tout un chacun, à tous ses amis pour, comment, pour ce programme qui aura lieu samedi, Inch'Allah, à Saint-Louis. Il y aura aussi, bien sûr, un programme pour les jeunes.
Salamun alal mursaleen.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تناجيتم فلا تتناجوا بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول سلام على المرسلين يا أيها النبي السلام عليك أيها النبي السلام عليك. Instead of that they should say السلام عليك. السلام means death, to die. So they should say, may you die. And it sounds similar, and they should just twist their tongues a little bit. And many non-Muslims know how we make salam. They say, assalamu alaikum. With the reply we must give to non-Muslims is wa alayka. That whatever you meant for us, the same upon you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also explained, my dua will be accepted for him. And his dua against me will not be accepted. So ihsan ki aur parhezgari ki. But talk to one another about good deeds, about pious, good righteous deeds, and about taqwa. And also remember, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ اور ڈرتے رہو اللہ سے جس کے پاس تم کو جمع ہونا ہے. And always fear Allah, that person, etc. And then everyone carries on. So we are warned against that, and that is from shaitan. And not only in the qabristan, but many times when the mayyat is present and janazah is about to be performed, how many times announcements have to be made of silence, please. Brothers, silence, please. We are grown-up people. This so, if we are, for example, three people in a gathering, or even more, two people shouldn't speak in a foreign language, which the others are not understanding. Those people might be thinking, you backbiting about them. Speak a language that all can understand, as far as possible. But don't whisper to one another, don't speak a foreign language. The friends of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us, and nobody's jadu will work on us, and no evil things were planning of people with the evil. They, when they plan against the friends of Allah, they are digging a hole for themselves, and they fall in that hole. And the, who are the friends of Allah, Allah will protect them. Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, all these du'as, but we don't really engage in du'as. We should really engage thoroughly in du'as. Just to add one point, one Russian lady who accepted Islam, and she needed her paperwork for her travels, but she was not prepared to open her face in front of the officer. The thing that is turning to the left, because you are left in the, but you put the right side, and you think you're turning to the right, you're going to make accidents. The car from in front, everyone going to get the wrong. So if our eyes indicators are not right, we have to be looking at our wives, but we're looking at our neighbor's wife all the time. Yeah, so your indicators
say for the honor of the day of prayer. Then it went to Isha, then it went to after Isha, then it went to Tahajjud time, then Fajr time, then it was not long, and I saw that time with my eyes. By the time of 9, 10 o'clock, people should come for Juma. And today is last in, first out. Yeah, we come the last, when even the foot direct in front, like hero worship. No hero worship, that is the correct way. That you stand in front of the Imam, we sit on the minbar, and in front of him. And another thing which is also becoming more and more which is not correct, fiddling with the mic so much. The mic is not important. Hey, the adab of that time they shouldn't be, feed them, they feed you. You don't have to pay for them, but they feed you. It's just like parking, you pay to, now there's maybe 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever you have to pay, or whatever system they got, the tickets, you have to pay up all that parking. And here in the masjid, if you park, the parking meter pays you. For how long you came, you get paid by Allah. They use this mud plot. So there were quite a few. So this habit, he was breaking all of them. So the sheikh made this islah there and then. He told his khadim, his person who was in his service, bring that other boxes of ours also where we got that mud plot, and bring them here. This person enjoys breaking it. He'll keep on breaking. So how important it is that a person must get out of this habit. Useless things. Today, more than useless, haram, the porn that we are addicted, the sports that we are addicted, kuffar sports, people who got nothing, people who are in liquor, people who are in women all the time, and we follow them like heroes of ours. And our children listen to what I've got to say. Your attention must be here. This great king in the time of Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great just king, very pious man. In his parliament, they were having a meeting and they were discussing whatever. One of his ministers was putting his button right. He told him, "This is the first and last will come if we listen properly and with the correct niyat of making amal." Not just that we listen to a bayan, a person who makes the niyat that what is going to be said, I'm going to make amal on that. No matter how hard it is, Allah will make it easy. And if we make no niyat, and the most easiest thing is to say in the bayan that you get so much 10, 20 million rand to invest. And he goes and buy a farm in the Karoo, which nobody is going to even rent from him, he's not going to get any returns from there. He wasted his money. Then he invested it in city center, in Johannesburg, in Pretoria, in the area where he's going to get top. So we're investing time which is much more valuable than
falsehood. They don't stop from their falsehood. Then why do you stop from speaking the right thing? Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, different incidents are mentioned. Once in a training, one is mentioned, one is at some other occasion, where one person said I keep on telling. A person praises his children, he praises his grandchildren because he loves them. But unfortunately, we don't read durood because we don't know our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should make dua to gain the ma'rifat, to know who our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi says that naturally the praises, and you will look for opportunities where I can take out the subject of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and talk about him. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's maqam and position is so high that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, that your akhlaq are the most highest which Allah had given to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah ta'ala says, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin, we have sent you as a complete mercy for all the alameen, not only for the Muslims, not only for the dunya, but for all the realms, we have sent you as a companion. Alimus salatu wasalam together in his bodily features also and in his akhlaq also. Surpass them to understand it, like today in an Olympics race, a person wins the race by split seconds, by a thousand of a second. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam won the race when he was at the winning post, the roast, and you enjoy, then you say, oh, who cooked this? And you praise them that what a cook this person is. So those who practice, they will get that. And then durood will come automatically. Duas for your sheikh will come automatically. For your parents, for your ustad, it will come automatically. So there is durood of the malaika, is the praise durood, tilawat also. Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi read 60 Qurans in Ramadan. The other friends read 58, others 55. So Quran Sharif, reading of Quran is a business, a great business. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin. Allah says, must I not show you such a business? Those three people in the grave, in the cave, the amal helped them. Durood will help a person. Many times we think, I just got saved, narrow escape. Some good deed you do. And when we get involved in a problem, some guna came.
and that caused that problem of ours. So it is Allah Ta'ala that who gives us this great prophet, heart attack, I can get a stroke, I can become paralyzed. Sometimes motor car accidents you are worried about. I can get involved in a motor car accident. Sometimes about your children you are worried. That, ya Allah, I don't know what will happen to my children. Environment is such today. All the time a person has got what? And a person, this worry kills him. Great business Allah has given us of sending Durood Sharif. In the hadith it comes, Inna awla an-nasi bi, the person who will be the most closest to me, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on that horrible, terrible day of Qiyamah, Aktharuhum alayya salatan, those who send the most Durood to me. The ulama have written three meanings of only Durood Sharif. Every Friday. No majlis, nothing. So every person, it's up to every individual. How much Durood we will read, and especially on a Friday. If think now, ask ourselves, today's Jummah, how many Durood did I read? And today is the day or the month of Ramadan. How many? MashaAllah, some of us need help like that on the day. His mother won't help him, father won't help him, his children won't help him. But your Durood will help you. It comes in a hadith that a person who was doomed to Jahannam, destined to Jahannam, his left pan of the scale full with gunas, right pan nothing, empty, no good deeds he did. That's We haven't got that love, that desire. So hard to sit for that 4 minutes. We find it a burden. We find it we can't do it. And the zikr of Allah, it comes, we Durood Sharif is also Allah's zikr also at the same time. It comes that a person who loves the zikr of Allah, it's a sign he loves Allah. And our business, whatever, is the sadqa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we can't say one thank you also. One jazakallah also, how stingy is that person? If somebody was in hospital for 6 months, he didn't pay his rent, he no water and lights account, he's in terrible arrears, and somebody comes and puts 100,000 rand in his hand, go sort yourself. He didn't understand, it's a sign, so much less love we got for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how much more we are reading, understand, so much more love we have got for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Durood Sharif is a very great ibadat, very simple, very easy, and the rewards are unbelievable. And Durood will bring the whole of deen in a person's life.
Amongst our family members, more than we love our children, our wives, anyone, the love of Allah Ta'ala must be the greatest. And this we, is perhaps not so easy for us to understand. Most of us are born in Muslim homes, the whole family is Muslims. But this refers to the time